We'd like to welcome you back inside this week's PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII. My name is Nate Gonner. Very happy to have you along for tonight's show. It is now time for the announcement of our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And this week, that takes me here to the Washington Golf and Country Club. We're talking with sophomore Sarah Nackis of the Washington Demon Girls Golf Team. And Sarah opened her sophomore season by winning a five-team tournament hosted by Keokuk High School at the Elks Fairview Golf Course this past week. Nackis shot a 3-under-71 for the tournament, earning medalist honors by 11 strokes over teammate Deanna Pfeiffer. As a team, Washington won the tournament title by a full 19 strokes. We bring in Sarah Nackis, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And Sarah, first off, congratulations on the honor. I was wondering how you could possibly top your freshman season, just, you know, winning the state golf title and everything. And you come out by recording, I believe, your first below par on an 18-hole tournament in your career. How would you rate your season opening performance?
It was pretty good. You know, in the weather, I think people might overthink it in the weather. You know, I mean, sometimes you just got to put it behind you, realize that scores might not be as low, but just don't think about it. I think if you just don't think about it, you'll play just as well and just stay focused. And yeah.
You're alluding to me that you ran into some weather. Talk to me about the weather conditions on Thursday. Was it not the greatest day for golf?
Oh, my gosh, no. I had, I think, 3 layers on and hand warmers in my pockets and everything. Luckily, it didn't rain. I think it was supposed to rain, but it held off for us. And, you know, the sun would poke out for about 10 minutes and then it'd go back under for about another half hour or so. And I mean, it was just windy. It was really windy. And I think it was, like, the high was, like, 40 degrees, and it just, you know, the ball doesn't snap off the club like it normally does, and that wind, it's blowing it, you know, can blow it 40 yards back or 30 yards over. It's just, I mean, it's just stuff all to take into consideration.
This is a par 74 course, and you shot a 71. I know adult males that wish that they could have scores like that, and you did this in bad weather conditions. I have to ask this, was that your best score on an 18-hole round before?
My best score was last year at Flint Hills in Burlington with a 71. And that was in pretty good playing condition. I mean, it was sunny and 75. I was in shorts and short sleeves. And, you know, it was, that was perfect playing weather. So, yeah, that was tying my career low on 18.
We're talking with Sarah Nackis. She is a sophomore on the Washington Demon Girls Golf Team. She is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AM and FM, KCII. Now, a big reason for your team's success last season, I would have to say, is from the leadership of your head coach, Lynn Cole, but also the seniors that you had, Sarah Waite and Meredith Lundberg. I wanted to ask how the leadership is this year with Deanna Pfeiffer and Brenna Burlingame.
I couldn't have asked for better senior leaders. Last year, it was awesome because we got 2 great ones, and then we came back this year, and we have 2 more. So that's awesome. You know, they're very, I mean, they instill in the younger ones, you know, we work hard, we go out, we play our best. You know, you play your best, and if that's not good enough, then it's not good enough. But if it is, then that's how it is. And, yeah, just always making sure we have a good work ethic, always keeping positive energy, because, you know, if everyone has a bad round, everyone has a bad day, but for them, you know, you think sometimes you come back and have a bad attitude, not them. I mean, they are always making sure we're positive, we're always talking positive to each other in practice and tournaments. So yeah, I mean, they're just great leaders. Couldn't ask for better ones.
Now, outside of them two, they're the veterans on this group, because the rest of you guys are sophomores or younger. I would throw you in that veteran category just with the way you play. But what are your thoughts on watching the development of Megan Strabla, Allison Vogel, and Carly Burlingame as they, you know, grow throughout the season?
Well, the last tournament, Carly didn't play, which is unfortunate. But the last tournament, I was really impressed. You know, Allison came out and shot 53-53. This is her first ever competition in golf. So in the weather conditions and everything, that was a great score. And then Megan came out and shot 41, 43, 50 something, which is awesome too. I mean, because she's getting better from last year and still in terrible, not terrible, but just not the greatest weather conditions. And I think, you know, if you keep progressing that well, I mean, our senior year, even next year, we could still be in the running, even though we're out, you know, all our technically your experience, your veterans.
Was looking at the scores and talking with Coach Cole, and he was mentioning a lot of Fairfield and Mount Pleasant golfers that cracked the top 10 in the standings, meaning this conference is pretty balanced as far as talent. Your thoughts on, you know, the conference and how things look so far?
Actually, Lindsey Rep and I we played together in Keokuk, and we were talking about that. You know, we said we're one of the smallest conferences in the state, but we have some of the best competition in it. I mean, we had great showings at state last year, great showings at regionals last year. It was awesome to see out of our conference two on the regionals go to state last year. And Mount Pleasant, I think, lost by like two or three strokes at the regionals. So you got first, second, and third right there, you know. I mean, size doesn't really matter. It's just the players you have.
Because of last season's success coupled with how many returners you have, I'm sure that some people are starting to believe that you guys could make another run at the state tournament. What is your guys' goals for this year? Is it to get back to state? Is that kind of where the things are right now?
We're not talking as much about state from last year, you know, right now, because it's the beginning of the season and we're all setting new goals, and it's just, you know, it's just what it is. One of our bigger goals, our long-term goals, would be to get to state. But right now, I think it's seeing your scores improve, seeing your younger people who don't have as much experience improve. And then once it gets time to that, you know, the tournament season, you know, when conference arrives, then you start thinking, okay, where do we want to be? Yeah, I mean, but right now I think it's just improving scores, seeing yourself grow mentally and physically on the course.
We're talking with Sarah Nackis. She is a sophomore on the Washington Demon Girls Golf Team. She joins us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. We're at that part where I talk about core values. And the last time we had you on, you talked about perseverance and hard work being some of your core values. Talk about how both of those relate to your golf game.
Well, in order to shoot the low scores, you got to be willing to put in the time. You got to be willing to stay out here an hour or 2 hours after practice, getting in another round, getting to the range, getting to the putting green, putting in the extra time so you are just that more ready for tournament play. Obviously, you know, off-season play, you're swinging the club at least, getting in some extra tournaments. And then perseverance is just, everyone's going to have a bad hole. You're going to have a bad shot, and it is what it is. No one's perfect, and the most important shot in golf is the next one. So coming off a bad hole, if you can put yourself back together, I mean, that's, most people can't do that. It's just something you have to realize that you're not always going to hit the good shot. So you have to be able to put yourself back together in order to hit the next shot.
You know me, I can't do an interview with you without talking a little bit of basketball with you. You just came off an improved basketball season under new head coach Jordan Bentley. I know you're losing a big senior class, but wanted your thoughts on the first year with Coach Bentley and the state of the program as you guys are now in the off season.
Well, this year we got more wins. We got in the double digits, so we did see improvement there. We are losing a lot of people, which is kind of unfortunate, but you know what? It's just underclassmen stepping up, and luckily our senior leaders passed on to us, you know, the hard work ethic and always having positive attitude. This year I was a lot more impressed with our play and just how everyone grew. I think everyone grew as a player.
You've had the privilege of playing on a lot of golf courses in this state, and I haven't. I don't get a lot of chances to play golf, but if I could play one 18-hole course across the state, what would your recommendation be?
Oh my gosh. This is a tough question. I love Finkbein. I love that course. I also like Riverside, Blue Top Ridge. Very challenging courses because, you know, lengthy-wise, and, you know, you got these sand bunkers, and it's just different from what you're used to playing to. And I think that's why I like it more. It gives you more of a challenge. And, you know, beautiful courses. We're lucky to have them in Iowa, you know, but, yeah, Blue Top Ridge or Finkbein would probably be mine.
You're a sophomore, so it might be premature to talk post-high school just yet, but do want to get your thoughts on, are you wanting to go to college? Do you want to bring sports with you to college? And have you kind of narrowed down some choices as to what you want to do and what you want to study?
I know I want to go into something in the medical field, but, you know, it's up in the air right now. I definitely want to play golf in college. I think that's my big goal. I'm not really sure after that, but definitely get to college for golf. My biggest dream has always been to be a North Carolina Tar Heel. So that's my biggest goal. The University of Iowa is, yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome to go play there too. There's so many different schools. And, you know, right now, it's hard to look at it right now as a sophomore. And I think right now just improving my game to make sure I am able to make it to the college level.
You talk about big schools like Carolina, like Iowa, and you have a very good golf game, in my opinion, you know, whatever that's worth. Are you getting looks from those type of schools, or have you gotten any looks at this point?
Well, NCAA rules don't allow Division I or Division II to talk to me yet, only Division III. So we'll see. I mean, I think it's like the first day of your junior year for D1, and D2 is like July or June, something like that. So we'll just see. I'm looking forward to it.
As far as goals for the rest of your academic and athletic sophomore year, you know, what do you want to accomplish here in the last couple months?
We'll definitely keep the grades up, because if you can't keep the grades up, you're done. So, I mean, I don't struggle with that, but it just, you know, just staying on top of things, not getting behind. As a sophomore in sports, I just want to see myself grow. As a person, I'm mentally always getting stronger and, you know, physically getting stronger. But, yeah, I just want to see those scores cut down. And I want to see myself get stronger as mentally, because mentally, that's just, it's such a big part of this game.
And again, an impressive young woman in Sarah Nackis. She is a sophomore on the Washington Demon Girls golf team. She joins us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week here on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. Great to catch up with you as always, Sarah. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Now, my interview with Sarah was taped on Monday at the Washington Golf and Country Club. Last night, she and the Demon Girls golf team was back in action at the Kelowna Golf Club, as the Demons were in a triangular against Mid Prairie and Columbus. The Demons would end up winning the event, but Sarah, for the first time in her high school career, wasn't the individual medalist winner, as she actually was the medalist runner-up with a 4-over-40 for the day. Allison Wirtz of Mid Prairie Community Schools besting her by one stroke. Congratulations to Sarah on being this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, and a stellar start to her sophomore campaign.